You're up to Daf Tzadik Yom Aleph. We just chazer over now this last omit before that we had a machloekes between Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yechanan. How exactly was the lechem upon him? How did the lechem look? That we have before, Rabbi Chanina said it was kemin teva prutza, means like a box that was opened up on top, a broken box. The kitzur was like a square and a flat bottom to it, and two sides coming up on both sides. And Rabbi Yechanan was one that says no. The lechem upon him was like a round, came in svinir rakedis, like a levona, or like a V-shape, that it came down in the middle, like to a point, and the sides it came up. So we had a few questions on this. More came up before, that we hold it to teva prutza, it was good how the bezichim was on top of the lechem, but we hold it was a svinir rakedis, it was like a V-shape, or a levona shape. So on top, how did they put the bezichim? So the answer that was, mokum avadlu, yes, they made a special place on top of the top lechem, where to put the bezichim. Then we had the shallow was, bishtem l'man d'yom, kimentei l'prutz, was like an open box. There was good, heavy yas v'kanim. Now the kanim we'll have later, Rashi says, there were 28 like rods going across from one side of the shulchan to the other side of the shulchan that supported the lechem. In other words, on the shulchan itself, it went up. Two times six lechems went straight up, the two piles of six. So how come one did not cave in the other? They were like kanim reeds going straight across. And there were a set of three of them. Three were going across on each level, like to hold up the lechem. So if the bottom of the lechem was like flat, so it's good how these three reeds, these three rods, held them up. But el lamandiyam kimin svinir rakedis, if the bottom was like a V-shape, it was like a pointed shape, Sakanam hechi hevi yasvi. How did they have like three kanam going across? You should have to have just one kanam, just one rod going across in the center and below to hold the bottom part of the lechem up. But on the sides, the chura, where it turned upwards, how did the kanam hold it up over there? So Gemara says yes. The Gemara said that Musha ovid lehu means there are projections on top of it. And Rashi says mashpa from the betzek, from the dough itself was sticking out, and on that they had the rods going straight across that could hold it up also. So kids, was possible to have this nifim, even told that the lechem it was made like a V shape. Then the Gemara said again that Bishtolam and the Yom Esfina came in Teva Prutza, it was like a broken open box. Haino de Samchilo Snifim Lechem. That sounds good, how the snifim. Now the snifim, that was the two sideboards that went up on the side of the shulchan. That went straight up, and like the lechem itself, like leaned against the snifim. It held it in shape. So bishleim, if the lechem was like a straight bottom, and both sides came up, so we had a straight beam, like a straight board, going a pole going straight up on the side of the shulchan, it would hold the sides of the lechem in place, it shouldn't fall and break. But if the lechem was made like a V-shape, like a U-shape, how did the snifim hold the lechem stay in place? It was only like the tip of the lechem that touched the sides. But the main part of the lechem was like a V-shape that was curved downwards, sidewards. So if you had a straight beam going straight up on the side of the shulchan, it would not protect at all the main part of the lechem. It would only protect the tip of it. It would still be able to cave in. So what was the purpose of having the snifim? These were rods going straight up on the side of the lechem, on the shulchan. So Mara says, yes, the ogad lu magal. What you have to say is, the snifim type, the two beams, it could be, the pictures have three on each side. Three beams went up. Now on each beam, there was also like a piece coming out downwards, like the opposite of a V, to hold the lechems in place. So from each beam going up, there was also magal diogo, means diogal and magal, means there was a piece coming downwards, also like a V shape, to hold the sides of the lechem in place also. So therefore, is the purpose of having the snifim. Now the Gemara said, Pishlem l'man diyamakim in svinu rakedis, if the lechems look like a V-shape, hainu debin in snifim, it's good why you have to have snifim altogether. In other words, now it was like a V-shape, to put one on top of another, it would like cave in and press down on it, it would break. So therefore you had to have these side rods going up, and each rod had like a piece, a snif coming out in a V-shape to hold it in place. But el lamandiyam akim in teva prutza, but if you learn it was like an open box, So then each one fit on top of the other perfect. It was like a perfect line going up. If so, snifim lomeli, what do you have to have rods on the side of the shulchan altogether for? What do you have to hold it in place? The lechem themselves, like, are just piled up perfectly. Samar says, yes, still, agav yukra the lechem tolach. The lechem weighs, has some weight to it. So one on top of another, the top would like press down and break the bottom tolach. It would break and crack it. So therefore, there was a purpose of having snifim side the boards, side beams, going straight up, that would give support at least to the sides of the lechem. So therefore, it would not bust. Again, the Gemara says, Vishlem l'man diyam k'min svinim rakid, as you've learned, the lechems were like a V-shape. Snifim agabi shulchan menachem is very good, that you know where the snifim were, they came up from the shulchan itself. Like we're saying, it wasn't just the stam, a straight rod going up, but on the bottom of it, it was like a V coming out of it, to hold the sides of the lechem in place. So therefore, that V-shape that came out, pshita, was leaning on the shulchan itself. But el l'man diyam, k'min teva prutsa, but if you learn the lechem, like an open box. So the sides went straight up. If so, the snifim, hechi monachlu, aria monachlu, like it's a question. The snifim then did not go on the lechem itself, because it was on the outside of the lechem. Like the pictures of books, the way they have it is that the snifim, the side rods, go straight up from the floor. So that's the question, like does it start out on the floor and go straight up? So Mora says, yes, in it's like the true, that's the way the rods on the side of the shulchan went straight up. The Yomer of Abba Bamamo, that the divri oima kemin svina rakedes, if you learn like the lechems, were in a V-shape, so snifim agabi shulchan menachem, then these side rods started out from the shulchan itself, because there was like a V-shape coming down on it that went a little bit out, so projected over the shulchan, so it was supported up by the shulchan itself. But the divri oimer kemin teva prutza, if you learn the lechems were just like an open box, then snifim agabi karka menachem, the side rods that just kept the sides of the lechem in shape went up from the floor straight up to the top of the shulchan, to the top of the six piles of lechems, one on top of another. Now the Gemara says, "Keman knows who does it go like?" Hod the Yom Reb Yehuda. That Reb Yehuda said. Reb Yehuda says, "Yishno halechem maimedes hasnifim." The lechem itself also kept the snifim in place, these side rods, and the hasnifim, the side rods, mamidim as lechem, also helped the lechem to stay in place. It's Keman who does it go like? To command the Yama Kimin Svinu Rakedis, there should be a proof according to Reb Yechanan that says that the lechems were like a vishay. Therefore, like we said, the snifim had a little projection itself coming down, so therefore that projection, when the lechem went on it, it held it in place, and it also, in return, held the lechem in place. Whereas Mashrif, it would have just been the beams, the side rods going straight up, if it held the Kimin Teva Prutza, so they true hold the lechem in place. But the lechem does not hold them in place. The only way the lechem holds them in place, if you learn it with the Svina Rakedis, that the sides of the rod had things coming out like in a V-shape to hold the lechem in place. And therefore the lechem would hold the rods also in place. So it's another proof like Rabbi Yechanan. You're now holding that Tzadik Hei on top. But the Gemara says, Mace, we have a question now. So it says that Kimin Kiveris Hoyuloi Betana, in the oven with the Beit Lechem upon him, the mold there was like a beehive, and it says, V'doyma k'min tavlum rubas, it was like a square, it was like a square plate. So l'churi pishlem amait, Reb Chanina, that the lechem looked like a teva prutz is very good, it was square, it was bottom, on the bottom was flat. But l'churi tzakash, according to Reb Yechon, he says, no, the lechem was like a V-shape. Says, so how could you have k'min tavlum rubas? How could you have a plate like a square plate? L'chur had to be like a V-shape. So Marin says, Eima seyu piya daima kimin tavlam rabas. It just means on top. On top of the mold, it was like a flat. But in Echami, on the sides, that came down like a V-shape. So if it went to Yekash, according to Rabbi Yechanan. Now the Gemara says, Tanya command the Yoma kimin svidi rakedis. I'll bring you another proof according to Rabbi Yechanan that the lechem upon him looked like a svino, like a ship that's dancing, like moving. In other words, the bottom of it sinks into the water like a V-shape. The Tanya will learn like this. Arbor snifim shelzov hoyisham. There were four rods of gold, like we said, on the side of the shulchan that went up. Mifutzolim. They were like peeled off. Mirashehim. on the top of them. Kimin da kronim.
Mamas Rashi says it means kimin kanim ad kronim
kanim. Sheish le manofim harbe, like branches. They have a lot of branches to it, and it's as if it was peeled off. Kitu, like a bracket on top of it. So hoyu shesemchem bemes lechem. That on these brackets and these things coming down, it would support the lechem. Shudoyma kimin svinu akedis. It says clearly it would support the sides of the lechem. That the sides of the lechem upon him were like a svinu akedis, like the sides walls of a ship that come down to a V shape. So here is another raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara says Shailo, ibrakol ponim. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Chanina. That's usually what the pictures have, that the way the lechems were, it was kimin teva perutza. Now the Gemara says, Iboilo, the question like this, lechem haponim nifsol b'masois, or yeinu nifsol b'masois. Does lechem haponim become posol b'masois when they used to travel? Rashi says, kishen meisim yisor b'midbar. When Klai Yisrael used to travel in the midbar, or mefarkim ha-mishkan, they would take down the mishkan. And they would carry the shulchan with lechem on it. Kiddush. The pasuk says, "V'yal shulchan aponim yufreshu beged tchelis," that used to cover it up and travel with it. So the question is, "Minivsa lechem b'yotzi alai?" Is the absul yotzi enough now? When they were traveling, now was the siddur they're taking the lechem now outside of the mishkan? There'll be absul yotzi, or maybe no. So that was the question. That nifsa b'masois or in a nifsa b'masois. When the Shulchan was traveling, does it still have the Kedusha like it's in the Pinim? Or maybe no, it's sort of like Yotzei, like it's outside the Pinim. So have a Psul Yotzei, that's the Shaila. So Moses says this in Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Chad Amar 1 says, Nifsel yes, it becomes possible. The Lechem on the Shulchan becomes possible when they're traveling. The Chad Amar 1 says, no, any Nifsel does not become possible when they're traveling. The Gemara says, "Man, the Yom Nifso, the one that says yes, it becomes posel." The posuk says, "Kasha Yachanu Ken Yiso." The same way they're resting, that's the way they're supposed to travel. If so, Ma Bechini Yosei, just like when the Mishkan is resting when it's up. Nifso B'Yotzei, if you take the Shulchan outside the Mishkan, you take the Lechem outside the Mishkan, it becomes posel. There's a Psul Yotzei on it. If so, Af Benisi Yosei Nifso B'Yotzei. Who are din when they travel, also there's a psul of Yotzei. If it, when a lechem travels, he has a psul. Rashi says, "Bechne yosa nisa b'yotzei, im yotzei chutz l'klaim, take it outside the klaim, kedasiv, oisle yar l'vonu, v'achlu b'makom kodesh." So now when they're traveling, it also is a psul. So therefore the lechem becomes posul. But the man, the yom, the nisa, no, does not become posul. The posuk says, "V'lechem ha-tamid olav yiyah." The lechem should always be on it. Rashi says, "Alma b'dushosei koi," that calls them on the lechem is on the shulchan, even though they're traveling. Still, it has kedusha, and therefore there's no psul yotzei. Read just the other man the yama. Nami ayiksev. It says, "Kasha yachno ken yiso." The chutz mashma, just like when it's up, there's a psul yotzei. He would do now when it's traveling. Also, there's a psul yotzei. So, how could he say the lechem is still kasha? So I'll tell you, he dashes lead the gisa. He dashes it around just the opposite way around. It's like this. Ma b'chini yosai. Just like when it's resting. Ki lo yotzim emekoimai. Lo mistel, if it does not go out of the shulchan, if it stays on the shulchan the whole time in the mishkan. It's not possible, there's no psul yotzei. It's so afbin is a yosai. The same thing, even though now when the shulchan is traveling, ki lo yotzim emekoimai, if it does not, if the lechem does not leave the shulchan, lo mistel, does not become possible. Sada Rabba, the drasha teaches me that there's no psul yotzei. Calls them on the lechem is on the shulchan. The other man, the yom anami ayiksev, it says v'lechem atamid olav yia. Says lechem should always be on it. So mashma, it always has kedusha. So how do you say there's a psul yotzei when the shulchan is traveling? So more so like this. Ela rather ki yosi Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Omri said like this. B'mesuder, kol zaman de lechem is mesuder. Means it's on the shulchan, pshita de kuliyam, malay pligi, everybody, there's no argument that it has its kedusha and there's no psul yotzei. Havad, there's no psul kol zaman, it's mesuder, it's on the shulchan. And the key pligi, where's the machlekes? B'mesulik, when they take off the lechem off the shulchan. So that's the machlekes. Man the Yamanir, so the one that says yes, he would take the shochet, the lechem off the shochet, it becomes posel. The Chassid says, Kasha Yachna Ken Yisol. Meaning to say, Ma, Bechani Yachdes, when the Mishkan is up. Nivsa B'yotzi, if you take the lechem off the shulchan and take it outside, as a psul yotzi, is after Nisa Yosef. The same thing when you travel now, Nivsa B'yotzi, if they also is a psul yotzi. But Laman Diyana, in this, so the one says no, when the Mishkan is traveling, and the shulchan is traveling, even though they take the lechem off the shulchan, still it's not possible. Why? The Sivit says, V'nosa Oyomayid, meaning to say, Afa Pisha Nosa Oyomayid who? Even though it's traveling, it's still considered Oyamayit. So therefore, there's no psul yotzei. It's still considered like it's in the Oyamayit. Fred Gemar v'idach named yadamani amoso ayok siv kasha yachnu ken yiso. So how could you say it's not possible l'chura just like when it's resting? If it's taken out of its place as a psul yotzei, l'chura when it's traveling also. So I tell you, he dashes it again, l'idach yiso, the other way around. It's like this. Ma b'chini yosei. Just like when it's resting. Kilo mafik lay. If you do not take it out of its place. Lay miso does not become posel. You have to take it outside of the kloyim, outside of the Mishkan to become posel. But inside of the Mishkan it's not posel, it's not psul yotzei. So he learns, after Nisiyasa, the same thing when the Mishkan was traveling. Kilo mafik lay. If you do not take it out of its machane, lay miso. Because he holds, Kozuman, the Mishkan is traveling, it's still called Ayomayit. So Kozuman, it's in the Yoyomayit, it's in the Mechitza. So the Mishkan, even though it's traveling, there's no Psu Yaitzei. Therefore, the Lechem is still kosher. For the Gemara read of the other man, the Yom, that it says that yes, it does become possible. I hoksi v'nos Oyomayit. I, it says, v'nos Oyomayit mashma Kozuman, the Mishkan is traveling, it still has a locha of an Oyomayit. So it shouldn't be a psul yotzei. So why do you say yes, there is a psul yotzei? So my answer, I'll tell you who, l'digolam hu diyosa. That's postikov. V'nos oyomoy just means for the digolam, the flags. Rashi said l'digolam means l'horis, comes teach us, eze degel yisa rishon v'yezem sov yezachron. How exactly they should travel. That's what it means. V'nos oyomoy means that the digolam should still travel in the same places. But not to say it's allowed to kedusha of the Mishkan. Therefore, when they take down the Mishkan, if they take the Lechem off the Shulchan, avada there will be a psul of Yotzei. For the more of the other man, the Yama, Mimachna Halavim, Viteich HaMachnes Nafka. He learns out the Parsha of the Golem from another Pasuk. So the Pasuk says clearly, Mimachna Halavim, Viteich HaMachnes, that the Machna Halavim, that should be in the middle of the Machnes. Master, when they're traveling, it should be the same way that the Golem were. So he learns it out from this Pasuk. So what the Pasuk said before, V'nosa Oyomayid, he's told that he comes to teach us that even when the Mishkan was traveling, still it has the Kedusha of a Mishkan, and therefore if the Lechem does not leave those Mechitzes, there's no Psul Yotzei, even though you took the Lechem off the Shulchan while it was traveling. Now the Gemara says, Mace, we have a question. It says that Bishas Silik Masois, the time when they were traveling, Rashi says Shaparuchas, Niglolois, when the Peruchas was rolled up. So, Kodeshim Nifsolim B'Yotzei, the Via Psul Yotzei. Rashi says, Shein Lehem Koloyim, since there's no Koloyim, the Peruchas was rolled up. So no, the Kodeshim now is called like Chutz from the Koloyim. Rashi says, Biafal Pikein Hamachne Kodesh. Even though there'll be a psul yotzei upon the kodshim, but still the machna has its kedusha, and therefore, like it says here, v'zovin umitzaroyim mishtalchem chutz l'mechitzasim. They have to be sent outside the machnas. Rashi says. Rashi explains this. At least that's the Gemara says. Now Rashi explains. V'yavu b'kein a machna kodesh. V'zovin umitzaroyim mishtalchem chutz l'mechitzas. Mitzaro means chutz l'machna Yisrael. For yimhalchem b'seif machna, go in the back of the machna. Like it says in the Mor Brochis, as Vohod B'Seifoi V'Zovin Chutz L'Machn L'Viyah. The Zovin, they had to go outside the Machn L'Viyah. It says clearly, now even though B'Shas Silik Masois, the Kodeshim would have a Psul Yotzei on them. But even though it has the Kedusha Machna, that the Zovin and Mitzurin are Shtachim Chutz L'Mechitzosim. So Mor says, my love doesn't mean to say over here, this Halacha, this Toiseftin Zvochim, my love, Afilu Lechem upon him, but even the Lechem upon him also have a psul of Yotzei on it. So Chutz Rat, the Man Yama before that says, that B'Shas, that were traveling, there would be a psul Yotzei on the Lechem. Gemara says, loy, no, could mean bar mi lechem upon him, excluding the lechem upon him. The lechem upon him, even though when they're traveling, it went off the mish, it went off the shulchan, still there would not be a psul yetzin. So Gemara says, why, monoshach, what's going on? Let's see what's going on here, monoshach. E oyel moye davka hu, if oyel moye the davka, if safi lukodishim nami, then the kachim also should not have a psul. So it should not be a psul yetzin. If you say now it's called an oyel moye davka, Rashi says it means afagav the huglu apreches k'tanul yel, even though the preches was rolled up and the traveling still is called an oyel moye that has the gedusha of the kloyim, so then there should not be a psul yetzay on any kachim. What do you say? Kachim has the psul yetzay and it will not lechem upon him. Mamonashach, if the oyel moye is still called the oyel moye, there should not be a psul yetzay at all. If it's so, no, that it does not have a shame oyel moed right now, since the traveling, if so, I feel lechem upon him nami, there should be a psul yaitzi, even on the lechem upon him also. So what's going on? How could you divide up this tesefta? How could you say that there's no psul lechem upon him, only about the other kachim? So Mer says, rather, ela rather, ki yossi rov, when rovin came, Omar, he said like this, that the ma roma ben mesuder, there's no machlekes over here. Now when do we say before by lechem upon him, there's no psul yaitzei? That's only the mesudah. Kozman the lechem is on the shulchan, then there's no psul yaitzei. Umarom, that do we say here, there is no psul yaitzei for mesulek, when it's off the shulchan. In other words, we're going now that the oyel moed is only kozman it's up. When it's down, it's not called an oyel moed anymore. That's what the Pasuk said before, for Nosso Oyel Moed means only for the Degolim, means still has the Pasha of the Degolim. But the actual Kedusha of the Oyel Moed, Bishas, by traveling, it has no more Kedusha. Therefore, would be a Psul Yaitzei. Only the Lechem upon him that's still on the Shulchan itself is still Mekadosh, there's no Psul Yaitzei. Therefore, there's no Machlokes. Some Rabbi Abayi says, if so, Shema Amin of Mir, there's a proof that yesh siluk masoyes balaylom, that you should know, sometimes they start out to travel, even at night time. Rashi says, Shema Amin of Mir, it's approved, Midutani, since it says that Kodeshim, when if solem mishum psul yaitzei, that there's a psul yaitzei on this Kodeshim, you have to say that sometimes yesh siluk masoyes balaylom, Rashi says, that shimhoye nal olam balaylom, let's say the onan went up at night time, so they used to start traveling right away at night time, they did not wait till the next morning. That's the Chiddush. That Shema Midav Mir, it's a proof that Yesilik Masoyas Balayla. Why? Because the Yis, Sagat Adif, you can tell me and think, that Ein Silik Masoyas Balayla, meaning even if the owner went up at night time, still they did not start traveling till the next day. If so, Amos, madly, when did they start taking it down, when they start traveling? Letzafra in the morning. If so, Ma'ira Mishum Yaitse, what do you have to say? There's a Psul Yaitse, Tepile B'Yisale B'Lino, say there's a Psul Lino. So since we have to come on to Psul Yaitse, not a Psul Lino, Mashma, we're not talking about left it over to the next morning. But rather that night time itself, used to start traveling at night time, and they want to eat it at night. So if at the Psul Lino, there's no Psul Lino. But the Psul is Mishum Yaitse, if they started to travel at night time, there'll be a Psul Yaitse on the Kachim. So Mor says the Chorb Shita, of course they traveled at night time. The Pasuk says, Lo leches yoimum v'laylik siv. It says they went day and night. So Mor says, no. Ma'o de Tema, I would have thought to say, Hani mili heche di yoke bi yamama. When did they travel day and night? That's when they started to travel at daytime. So then they continued traveling even during the night also. Abel heche di yoke bi yamama, when they did not start traveling at daytime. But rather the clouds the first started to move at night time, maybe Balavil or Motzi Akri, maybe at night time they could not first start to move, start to take down the Mishkan. That's the Kamashmu, no, that's the Chiddushia, yes. That when the Onan started to move at night time, right away they would take down the Mishkan, and they would start traveling even at night time. Therefore you have to come on, there'll be a Psul Yaitzei before there'll be a Psul of Lina. Now the Gemara says, Ramino, I have a question. It says, Huglulu HaPareichos, Hutru hazoven umitzeroyin lekones lisham. As soon as they started to roll up the preches, mashmi started to travel and roll up the preches and loses its kedusha of machne, and then the zoven and mitzeroyin were allowed to come in. And it's a sefer we just had before now that even b'shas silik masoyis, still the mitzeroyim and the zoven were mishtalchem chus lemechitzofan. Here it says no, that Hugulu HaPreuches, Hutru HaZovim Tzeroyim, the Konas L'Sham.
Some Rav Asher Lakash Doi does no stiro. Or Reb Lezer or Rabbonin in the time it's a machlokes Reb Lezer and Rabbonin where there was hutra for them to come in b'shas sila kamasoyis or not. The Tanya, of course, we learned like this. Rabbi Eliezer, when Reb Lezer says, Yochel, I would have thought to say that Dochel kuzovin and mitzaroyim v'nichnasu liyazora b'pesach habo b'tumah. Let's say on Erev Pesach when they brought a korban Pesach, let's say Rova of the Tzibur is Tommy Mace, that the locher is Tum is Docho B'Tzibur, that the latter bring the korban even though the Tommy Mason. So Tommy Mason was latter come into the Azara. So let's say while the Tommy Mason came in, who adin, a Zav or a Mitzar also came into the Azara. So Yochel, I would have thought to say, Chayov and maybe they're Chayiv for coming into the Mikdash when they're Tommy. This Reb Lezer holds no Tamloim, where the Pasuk says, Tamloim, it says, Vayishalchu min hamachne, kol tzeruah v'chol zov v'chol tomu l'nefesh. That's when you have to send them out of the machne. So the deed goes like this, b'shor sh'tzimei y'meisa mishtalchim, on the normal times, when a tomu meis has to be outside of the base of Mikdash, then zovinu mitzeruah mishtalchim. Then there's the Yisra saying, allow for them to be inside the base of Mikdash. But what's going to be here on Erev Pesach, when the korban is brought for tumah, when tamei meisim have had to come into the azara, is so ain't tamei meisim mishtalchim, the tamei meisim are not sent away. Is who adin ain't zovin and mitzrayim mishtalchim? Who adin the zovin and mitzrayim are also not mishtaleich. So kiss you see according to Reb Lezer, he's makel by the shluach of zovin and mitzrayim. So Mel is shy to say according to Reb Lezer, who adin b'shas asilik masoyis. When they took down the Mishkan, at that time the Machna did not have that much Kedusha, so according to Reb Lezer, there would be no mitzvah of Shiluach, the Mitzaroyim and the Zorim, they could come in. And that's what I said before, no, that even Mishasilik Masoyis, there is the mitzvah to send out the mitzvah, the Zorim and the Mitzaroyim, that's going according to Rabbanan Shita. That they hold even though Tumei and Mason could come into the Azara, but still Zorim and the Mitzaroyim cannot come in, then more Machna. So Kitz says, Tom the Machlokes, Reb Lezer and the Rabbanan. So Rashi says a little bit better. Rashi says that Pshat according to Reb Lezer is here also. The Bishas Huglu Peroiches is also, there's no mechitz of Tamei Mason. The Tamei Mason will let it come in, but since the Tamei Mason will let it come in, who adin, Azovin and Mitzarim also mutter to come into the Machnas then. But according to Rabbanu, no, even Bishas Silik Masoyas, even though Tamei Mason will mutter, but I call upon them the Zovin and Mitzarim, they had to stay outside. Now the Mishnah says, Achas shtei halechem, v'yachas lechem aponim. Both the shtei halechem is brought on Shavuos, and both the lechem aponim is brought every Shabbos, lishoson v'yarichoson bachutz. You're allowed to knead the dough and form the chalitz outside the Azara. But v'afiyosom b'fnim, the baking of the lechems has to be done inside the Azara itself. And the einam derchen is a Shabbos. It's not derchen Shabbos. You cannot do this on Shabbos. You have to bake it before Shabbos. The baking of the lechems have to be done on Erev Shabbos. Reb Yudah says, "Kol ma'isayim befunim." No, everything has to be done inside. The aricha, the leap, the knee, and all has. Reb Shimon says, "No." Liyolam heavy ruggulam. He was always ruggle. Used to say that it's up to you. You have your choice. That shtei halechem alechem aponim ksheres biyazara or ksheres bebeis pagi. You could do the whole thing outside, you could do the whole thing inside. It's kosher to do it inside the yazara, it's kosher to do it outside by the beis pagi. Rashi says it means b'chol Yerushalayim. To kosavra for yosem nami bachutz. The Bishimon knows even the baking of the lechem aponim and shtei alechem could be done bachutz. So Gemara will explain what the machlokes is talian. Samara says, the Chura Gufa Kasha is the Kasha in the Mishnah itself. Amarta first, you tell me, Lishosan V'yarichosan Bachutz, that a Tanakama holds, you allow to knead and form both the Shtei Lechem and Lechem upon him outside the Azarti, that Midas Yovesh Lenis Kachu. Like even the first, you had to measure off the Yisur and the flour. And the Chura, you measured it off in a measuring cup of the Midas Yovesh. So Chura, how come the flour did not receive the Kedushas Aguf? It said, Ma, you have to say our Tana holds that Midas Yovish was Lenis Kanshu and had no Kedusha. Therefore, what goes inside is also not Kodesh. Therefore, you're allowed to still use it outside. You could still knead it and form it outside. There's no Psul Yetzei because the Midah, the measuring cup, was not Mekadesh the flour. Now, The Tanakhama says that, but you have to bake it inside the Azara. The baking the Tanah has to be inside. Why Lechura? Al Mechur, the reason is, we see from here, that Midas Yavish wasn't, isn't this Kacha. And the reason why you have to bake it inside is because since the flour was inside the measuring cup, and the measuring cup was Mekadashit, it has a Kedusha Saguf on it, so there'll be a Psul Yaitzei, Skrot Sestira. If it has a Kedusha from the measuring cup, says, so how could you take it outside to form it or to knead it? The Chur, then even the Aricha, everything should be done inside. Like the Chur, like Reb Yehuda holds, that Kol Maisein Befanim. So what's trying to in the Tanakhama that the Arich and the Lisha can be done machutz? And so the Afir has to be done bifnim. What's the pshat in the Tanakhama? All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.